Artificial sweeteners have become a staple in many people's diets, offering the promise of a sweet taste without the calories. From diet sodas to sugar-free snacks, these sugar substitutes are marketed as a healthier alternative to sugar, particularly for those looking to manage their weight or blood sugar levels. However, the health effects of artificial sweeteners have been a topic of ongoing debate and research. Are they truly a guilt-free way to satisfy your sweet tooth, or do they come with hidden risks? In this episode, we'll explore the impact of artificial sweeteners on health, separating fact from fiction, and examining the latest scientific findings. We'll also touch on the experiences of famous figures who have chosen to embrace or avoid these controversial ingredients. Welcome back to Health Square, where we dive into the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're tackling a topic that has sparked both curiosity and concern: artificial sweeteners. Whether you're a fan of diet drinks or you opt for sugar-free snacks, it's important to understand what these sweeteners are doing to your body. Are they a harmless way to cut calories, or could they be causing more harm than good? Let's take a closer look. What are artificial sweeteners? Artificial sweeteners are synthetic sugar substitutes that are much sweeter than regular sugar, but contain little to no calories. They're commonly found in a wide range of products, including soft drinks, chewing gum, baked goods, and even some medications. The most well-known artificial sweeteners include aspartame, saccharin, sucralose, and acesulfame potassium. These sweeteners were developed to provide the sweetness of sugar without the associated calories, making them particularly popular among people looking to lose weight or manage diabetes. For example, aspartame, one of the most widely used artificial sweeteners, is about 200 times sweeter than sugar, which means only a small amount is needed to achieve the desired sweetness. Sucralose, another popular sweetener, is around 600 times sweeter than sugar. Because these sweeteners are so potent, they're often used in very small quantities in foods and beverages, allowing manufacturers to label products as sugar-free or diet. The appeal of artificial sweeteners. Why do people use them? The primary appeal of artificial sweeteners is their ability to provide a sweet taste without the calories of sugar. This makes them attractive to people trying to lose weight, those managing diabetes, and anyone looking to reduce their overall sugar intake. For instance, singer and actress Jennifer Lopez has been known to avoid sugar as part of her strict diet regimen. Instead, she opts for sugar-free alternatives that contain artificial sweeteners to maintain her energy levels and physique without the added calories. Additionally, artificial sweeteners don't raise blood sugar levels, making them a popular choice for people with diabetes. For example, comedian Drew Carey, who has publicly shared his journey with type 2 diabetes, uses artificial sweeteners to enjoy sweet foods and drinks without affecting his blood sugar. These benefits have contributed to the widespread use of artificial sweeteners in a variety of products, from diet sodas to sugar-free desserts. The health debate: are artificial sweeteners safe? Despite their popularity, artificial sweeteners have been the subject of considerable debate and research. While some studies suggest that they are safe for most people when consumed in moderation, others have raised concerns about potential health risks. One of the most common concerns is whether artificial sweeteners can actually help with weight loss. Some research suggests that while these sweeteners may reduce calorie intake in the short term, they could potentially lead to weight gain in the long run. The theory is that artificial sweeteners may confuse the brain's reward system, leading to increased cravings for sweet foods and, ultimately, higher calorie consumption. For instance, some studies have found that people who regularly consume diet drinks sweetened with artificial sweeteners tend to gain more weight over time than those who don't. Moreover, there have been concerns about the potential link between artificial sweeteners and an increased risk of metabolic disorders, such as insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes. Some studies suggest that artificial sweeteners may alter the gut microbiome, the community of bacteria living in your digestive tract, in ways that could negatively affect glucose metabolism. For example, a study published in the journal Nature found that mice fed artificial sweeteners developed glucose intolerance, a precursor to diabetes, and that this effect was linked to changes in their gut bacteria, There's also been ongoing debate about the potential cancer risks associated with artificial sweeteners, particularly saccharin and aspartame. While early studies in the 1970s raised concerns about a link between saccharin and bladder cancer in rats, subsequent research in humans has not confirmed this risk. In fact, major health organizations, including the National Cancer Institute and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, have stated that there's no clear evidence that artificial sweeteners approved for use in the U.S. cause cancer in humans. However, this hasn't stopped some people from avoiding artificial sweeteners altogether. Chef and health advocate Jamie Oliver, for example, has been vocal about his preference for natural sweeteners like honey and maple syrup, which he believes are a better choice for overall health. Oliver has criticized the use of artificial sweeteners in processed foods and encourages people to focus on whole, natural foods instead. The psychological impact, how artificial sweeteners affect your brain. Another aspect to consider is the psychological impact of artificial sweeteners. Some experts believe that consuming these sweeteners may affect your brain's perception of sweetness and your overall appetite. Because artificial sweeteners are so much sweeter than sugar, they can train your taste buds to prefer intensely sweet flavors. This could make naturally sweet foods, like fruits, less appealing and lead to an increased desire for sugary or sweet-tasting foods. Moreover, some studies suggest that artificial sweeteners may not satisfy the brain's reward pathways in the same way that sugar does. When you consume sugar, your brain releases dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. However, some researchers believe that artificial sweeteners may trigger a weaker dopamine response, which could lead to feelings of dissatisfaction and increased cravings for more sweet foods. This could potentially contribute to overeating and weight gain as your brain seeks to fulfill the craving for a real sugar fix. Actor and fitness enthusiast Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson has spoken about his approach to diet and nutrition, emphasizing the importance of whole foods and natural ingredients. Johnson avoids artificial sweeteners, opting instead for natural sources of sweetness, like fruits, to fuel his rigorous training and maintain his physique. He believes that by focusing on real, unprocessed foods, he can better control his cravings and support his overall health. Myths and misconceptions about artificial sweeteners. There are several myths and misconceptions about artificial sweeteners that can lead to confusion. One common myth is that artificial sweeteners are a guaranteed way to lose weight. While they may help reduce calorie intake in the short term, their long-term effects on weight management are still debated. Some people may compensate for the calories saved by consuming more food later, leading to weight gain rather than loss. Another myth is that all artificial sweeteners are the same. In reality, different sweeteners have different chemical structures and may affect the body in various ways. For example, aspartame breaks down into amino acids and methanol when ingested, while sucralose is not metabolized by the body and is excreted unchanged. Understanding the differences between these sweeteners can help you make more informed choices about which ones to use, if any. Conclusion: Navigating the world of artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners are a complex and often controversial topic in the world of health and nutrition. While they offer a way to enjoy sweet flavors without the calories, their long-term effects on health are still being studied. For some people, they can be a useful tool in managing weight or blood sugar, but it's important to use them mindfully and be aware of their potential downsides. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the impact of artificial sweeteners on health. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, the best approach to a healthy diet is often to focus on whole, natural foods and to enjoy sweet treats in moderation. Until next time, take care.